We've been doing a lot of business by phone and, you know, by internet. And I've noticed recently that, like, when I make calls to some businesses, and I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus right now. I'm just going to make a general statement. I've gotten some really bad customer service lately. Like, I've noticed that, like, sometimes people on the phone will be short. They will, like, not be eager to help. It seems like they want to rush the service. And I'm just like, I'm spending my money and I, you know, I'm not getting on the phone in, like, an entitled manner. I just want to, I want you to go above and beyond to kind of serve.
Can you help me?
Can you help me out?
Can you help
right?
me out?
Yeah. So my question to you is, have you ever been blown away by customer service from a business? As have you ever been completely floored by the excellent service that somebody gave you? And do you want to just give that business or that person a little recognition this morning?
Yes, I do. And I'm going to tell you, her name is Ernestina.
Oh, well, that fits.
That and her name is Ernestina. I called into Isagenix because I like their shakes so much. And she said people are nicer because they're all wanting to order something and they're like-minded in what they want to order.
And
she
everybody
said,
generally likes the product that they're dealing with.
That's right. And I thought to myself, I did say to her, you know, I think customer service, you start off pretty okay. She goes, you do because you like people. But then you really meet up with some people that are not very nice on the phone. Most of the time people are not nice is because they think that they are being underserved or they don't have time. You have to move it fast. And when you call customer service, you got to allow yourself some time.
SJ on the line. SJ, good morning.
Good morning.
What company gave you really, really good customer service?
A company that provides a dive computer called Surewater.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. This is my department. I'm a diver.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Surewater, are they a Canadian company?
Yeah, they're based out in BC.
Okay.
So what happened?
Well, one of, it wasn't for me, but it was one of our fellow divers. He had a problem with his computer and he was down, I believe it was Mexico. So he phoned up the company and they're like, wait, where are you calling from? And they said, Mexico. He goes, hey, hang up. I'm going to call you back. So you're not paying for this. And then they overnighted him a replacement dive computer. So he wouldn't miss out on all those dives, fixed it up, and sent it back to him.
That's phenomenal.
That is, I cannot believe they did that. They called you back, called them back, and it was delivered the next day.
And just to put in perspective, if you go on a dive trip specifically just for scuba diving and your computer breaks, your trip is done. That's it. You can't, like, without that computer, you cannot do the rest of your trip.
So
you mess up your whole profile.
Customer service.
Look at that. All right. Shout out to, what's the name again?
Surewater.
Thank you so much.
Surewater.
Good customer service can make a customer for life, but you could also make an enemy for life.
Thank you for listening. And Chum, too.
I see what you're doing there.
Yes.
We love every single text and call that you give us.